Some Birkonim and Sidurim have a special nusach for Birkat HaMazon in a Shiva house, whereas this doesn't appear in other Birkonim and other Sidurim. So what's the background to this question? The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh Simin Shinai in Tet says there's a special din of Birkat HaMazon in a house of mourning, and it's based on the Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Mem Vav. And this halacha also appears in Orach Chaim Simin Kuf Pei Tet, which is Hilchot Birkat HaMazon. And we find that in a Beit HaEvel, Bench or Birkat HaMazon, there are three special dinim about Birkat HaMazon. One is that there's an extension to the third bracha of Birkat HaMazon, so the bracha of Rachem, when you get to Uvnei Yushalayim, there's a special text of Nachem which appears there, and the Chatima of the bracha is instead of Bonei Racham Av Yushalayim, is Menachem Tzion Uvnei Yerushalayim. Then there's a special nusach for the fourth bracha, which is quite different to the regular nusach, even though it finishes off in the same way. And then there's also a din that the Birkat HaZimun at the beginning of benching is different, and you put in the Varech Menachem Avelim in the introduction to the benching. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you say all of these nuschaot, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that those who are meikel about it, lo yafeh heimosim, they're not doing the right thing. And as I say, many Birkonim do have this nusach in it. The Aruch HaShulchan says one's supposed to say it. The Chai Adam also says that one is supposed to say it. But if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says that the minhag is not to say it. And the Geshe HaChaim also says not to say it. So where does the notion of not saying it come from? So the Be'er HaGola on the side of the Shulchan Aruch references this point, and he says it's based on a number of Rishonim who understand that when the Gemara in Masechet Ketubot is talking about Birkat HaVeilim, this is in the first perek of Masechet Ketubot, that Birkat HaVeilim has to be said in the presence of a minyan. So they understand that Birkat HaVeilim refers to the special nusach of Birkat HaMazon for Avelim, and that it's only said in the presence of a minyan. But if it's said by oneself, then if Birkat HaMazon is said by oneself, then one doesn't say this. And it's a point of machloket in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that you do only say it when there's a minyan, whereas others say no. Birkat HaVeilim in Masechet Ketubot is talking about something different. That's a special bracha that they said after the funeral in Talmudic times, and that was said only if there was a minyan. Nowadays we don't say that bracha whatsoever, and the change to Birkat HaMazon is said even when one's by oneself. That seems logically to make sense as well, because it's not a special bracha. It's not like Birkat HaVeilim after the Levaya. That's a special bracha which is said under certain circumstances, whereas the Birkat HaVeilim of Birkat HaMazon is simply a change of Nusach, or an extension of the main Birkat HaMazon, but it's not a fundamentally new bracha. It's essentially the same bracha with just Ma'ein HaMa'ora references to the fact that this is a Beit HaEvel incorporated. The Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbat this is said if the Avelim are by themselves, but if they're with other people then it becomes Avelut B'Farhesya, and it shouldn't be said. A question that I've often wondered about is what if people, family members, are eating a meal in the Shiva house, but not together with the Avel? Do they say this Nusach or not? The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch would seem to indicate that they do, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishim Avarachim Birkat HaMazon Veveta Avel, when Birkat HaMazon is being said in the house of the Avel, or house of mourning, it's not necessarily, doesn't seem to be dependent specifically on the presence of the Avel, the participation of the Avel. It might well just be that this is a din of a Beit HaEvel, and in a Beit HaEvel one says this Nusach, especially that the nature of the Nusach is that it's a prayer that the Avelut should come to an end, and that comfort should be offered, etc., etc., and that's perhaps appropriate Bichlal for a house of mourning, even if the mourner himself or herself is not actually participating in the Suda. Adkan.